producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I feel safe this morning because I got my clipboard with me. I'm going to tell you why that's significant in just a minute. I am Leon Francis. This is the Common Sense Club, and the clipboard to fight Ebola. To me, that's not a whole lot of common sense. Black family radio. Wow. I'm just going to say, how much common sense do you see coming out of this administration, especially the CDC, when it comes to this Ebola crisis? I mean, to me, it's like a bad, really bad sci-fi movie, you know, a kind of end of days type scenario. Seriously, you look over there in those third world countries. And you see what's going on with Ebola. You see that even with the healthcare workers, the fact that I think something along the lines of 200 to 4,000 of them have been affected, and well over half of them have died from this disease. This is something that we have to take seriously. And then yesterday, you know, I'm sitting there and I get this this ping on my social media, and someone sent me this video. And there's this guy walking around on the tarmac. Now, you got like four or five guys walking around in hazmat suit, full gear, head to toe. I mean, they look like guys that went to the moon. And then you see this one guy, he's just walking casually around. He's got a clipboard. It's up on my social media if you want to see the video. I think it's also on the Blaze. I think that's where the original posting was. And it's actual airport video. They have the person with Ebola. I think it's the nurse. And they're putting her on this plane. And she's in full gear. All of the folks that are taking her to the airplane on the tarmac, they're in full gear. And you got this one guy, he's walking around, he's got his clipboard, he's talking to the folks in the full gear. And at one point, one of the guys in the hazmat suits hands him a canister. Hands it to him. He just grabs it. He's still talking. And he walks over with the canister. He sits it down by the stairs of the airplane. I mean, he's just walking around, going about his business like there's nothing untoward going on. And then at another point in the video, you see the guy, hazmat guys with two red biohazard bags. They hand him one. He just grabs it. You know, he's holding it. He's still talking. And I'm just like, wow, are you kidding me? These are the people we're entrusting our health to. National security, I mean, if you think about it, we're entrusting. These people are clueless. Check out the video and tell me if this isn't a facepalm moment. Not to mention, and we're going to talk about this, 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air and into the conversation. I am not confident. And yeah, Obama, he canceled a fundraiser or two, but how important is that really? Democrats are running away from this guy, so him canceling a fundraiser to me is not a big deal. When he cancels, you know, his golfing appointment, his tee time, that's when I'll say, hey, yeah, this guy's got a handle on it. When he's not on the back nine yucking it up with some billionaire donor, then maybe I'll put some stock into, you know, how concerned he is when it comes to us. I still have a problem with the handling from A to Z of this whole Ebola outbreak. Why aren't we stopping flights from coming into our country, from areas that we know are contaminated with Ebola? Why is that, Mr. President? Maybe, and I'm just throwing this out there, maybe it's a PC move. Maybe it's because, you know, some of those Ebola victims could be, in our president's terms, my son, my daughter, or my relatives, or something. Maybe, I mean, that's the only thing I could see. Why are we not told the truth, you know, when new events happen regarding Ebola? When patients die, other countries, and I'm watching the video of the tarmac right now, as a matter of fact. The guy's walking around with the clipboard. It is nuts. But other countries come out with the information a good day and a half before we do. Why are we not? I am not confident that we're being told the truth about anything when it comes to this administration. I mean, and they have a long track record, a long history of not telling us the truth. Why did the CDC director come on television and tell us that hospitals are prepared? We are prepared to deal with this. And then nobody did anything to make sure that that was accurate. And then we found out that they were not prepared. Not prepared. Why is it that someone could come in contact, one person, infected with Ebola, can come in contact with 75 people? You got a disease that kills over 70% of the folks that it infects. Don't you think you want to limit exposure to other folks? I don't know. It seems like common sense to me. And I am not a doctor. I am not a CDC director. I play one on radio. But no, I'm kidding. But even I know that there are some simple things to do to cut down on cross-contamination. Very simple things. We are not, as a matter of fact, these are my 3 points. One, I don't think we're being told the truth about a host of issues when it comes to this a virus. I don't think that our administration is doing everything it can to protect us. I think that some of the folks at the CDC should be fired and should be brought up on charges of some sort because they are endangering the American people. This administration, the CDC, has got tons of money from the taxpayers. And I remember, I think the most effective thing that I've seen them do is send out that questionnaire. You remember the questionnaire from the CDC? That's about the only thing that I've seen them actually do. And there's something else I want to know. How safe are our troops going over there? 3,000 troops are going to be over there. And, yeah, they say this is to build hospitals or build facilities and all of that stuff. But these are the airborne guys. You just send them in to break stuff and kill folks. That's what I thought. These aren't engineers. These aren't construction crews. And how, if our hospitals here in America are not prepared, how prepared are our troops going over there? 70% kill rate. I want to talk about it. 855-200-1776. I think I'll ask Ellen Radner and Blanquita Cullum, you know, some of the issues that I am bringing up. One, I think that we should absolutely secure our border and block Ebola flights from coming over here. This is a bioterror threat. If I was an enterprising young terrorist, and I, you know, had a, I don't know, if I'm all in for the Allah crowd and I want to go see my 70 Vestal Virgins and all of that stuff, instead of me strapping a bomb to my chest maybe, you know, I get to the border and I inject myself with some Ebola and I just walk right across. I mean, or I get on an airplane, because obviously you can walk around. Something else. And tell me, doesn't this cook your noodle? Before this big flub-up with the nurse getting on the plane and flying all helter-skelter across the country, before then, when you had the CDC's protocol for something like this said you couldn't get in your car, you couldn't carpool with your friends to go anywhere if you had an infectious disease like this. But the one thing that they did not have a ban on was public transportation. Meaning you can get on a bus, you can get in a taxi, you can get on a plane and fly. You just can't, you know, get in your car and drive. How crazy is that? We'll be right back with Ellen Radner and Blanquita Cullum and your phone calls right after this break.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
October is a great time to head for Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Minnesotans have the MEA weekend coming up, and also North Dakotans have a break as well for the fall, middle of October. Some great opportunities to take the whole family and head to Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Walker, Minnesota itself is a treasure, but the resort is phenomenal. The 502 restaurant, the Copper Door Aveda Spa, the meeting rooms, the pool, the sauna, the rooms themselves, condo hotels, they're absolutely fantastic. And there's some great deals at ChaseOnTheLake.com. ChaseOnTheLake.com. How about this? Through the end of November, any Sunday through Thursday, Chase is offering a buy one night, get the second night free. Just call 888-CHASE-06. One more time, 888-CHASE-06. Or go to ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott. Spa, dining, bike rentals, and more. See you at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Sent me the fact that the plane that this Ebola stricken nurse flew on made five more flights before it was taken out of service. Think about that. Man, how safe do you feel with these yahoos running the show? It blows my mind. Blanquita, how safe do you feel, flying around the country, especially if you're down there in Texas? How safe do you feel with this CDC running the show?
Well, I feel pretty safe, I got to say. And part of it is that I believe the threat is minimal, but honestly, I don't like the fact that they are saying one thing and then having to go back and backtrack. And now, even Boehner, here, obviously, I lean to the right, but Boehner has taken such a long time to come out and have any kind of moxie to tell the president he thinks they ought to enact some sort of travel ban. They should have had the gravitas to do that at the beginning. We talked about it on this show, and that was done should have been done for the health and well-being of the American public. It's not trying to be unkind, but honestly, when I look at this Duncan, who is the man that was the first person to die, you think about the old stories about Typhoid Mary and the selfishness that goes on with people that travel when they're ill or work when they're ill. And in some cases, we understand they need money or whatever. But the fact of the matter is people have got to try to start thinking wisely, take it into consideration. Do they trust the CDC? Use their own judgment right now. But I'm going to be curious to follow the hearings that are going to go on today.
Have you seen this video, and this is airport video, of this guy walking around with a clipboard?
Oh, yeah.
And you
with
got all
the clipboard.
No one knows who he is.
If you wear a clipboard and you wear a suit well and you act like you're official, how much you can get away with. We think that that can't happen. It can happen.
I'm asking myself, you got all those guys walking around with hazmat. You got the patient on the stretcher with a suit on, and none of those guys in the hazmat suit said, hey, man, maybe you want to go get protected or something. I mean, if it was me and I was on that tarmac and I had my hazmat on and I'm handling this patient, and a guy just walks up to me with a clipboard and in plain clothes, I would immediately tell him, hey, you need to evacuate the area. I would have called someone to have him, detained. And I mean, there is, when you talk about protocols, make me feel safe. Lie to me if you gotta. But it just seems to me that they had this lackadaisical, laissez-faire attitude about this guy walking up. He actually handled some of the material.
Yeah, but first of all, we got to know who the guy is. I mean, is he someone that was there as a voyeur? Was he someone there who was there with bad intentions? Was he someone who was, as you suggest, very arrogant? We can make a lot of assumptions. I don't want assumptions. I want to know facts, okay?
Absolutely.
I've come to the point where, in my career as a broadcaster, I would rather know facts an editorial. I would rather know facts so that I can make a wise decision and determination. And when it comes to a health crisis of this magnitude and proportion, the American people don't need to be coddled. They need the facts, and they need to know what to expect. And not this guy with CDC is not ready for prime time. He's an idiot. And frankly, when the president, I'm supposed to be impressed that he's in 19 days before an election, he's having meetings. No, I'm not impressed. I think he's dropped the ball. He's been a terrible tragedy for the American people, regardless of his political persuasion. The idea that he's put golf and fundraising ahead of the American public is just shameful. I'm sick of it. I really am.
He's actually canceled one of his fundraising events. His golfing, though, I've yet to see him put that on the back burner. But yesterday it got to such a political fervor that he actually canceled his fundraise.
Well, it used to be kind of funny, and we look at him with some sort of disdain. But he was hired by the American people to do a job, and he's not doing that job. Vice President's not doing that job. And frankly, the Speaker of the House better, you know, stand up to the plate, and he needs to do the job. This country is under the threat of a lot of consequences that are going to take lives. One is war, terrorism, a terrible health crisis, financial crisis. You name an agency in this town, whether it's IRS, Homeland Security, Secret Service, you name it, they need to be doing the jobs they are supposed to do. And the three branches of the executive search, the executive branch, the judicial, et cetera, they all need to man up right now and do the job we expect them to do.
And see, and that's another problem I have with this administration. So government, and I'm a limited government guy, and I make no bones about that. I'm a very limited government guy. But the job that they're supposed to do, to me, they're not doing it. They're doing all this social engineering. I mean, you got the CDC out there, you know, stomping for the anti-gun lobby. I mean, and doing all sorts of things. This is what we have them for, and they have, in my opinion, drop the ball.
Do you think the anti-gun lobby is going to hold any weight right now? I spoke to a friend of mine who is a former spokesman for the CIA, and he tells me that just even the price of bullets and guns has just skyrocketed because people do not trust their government. So how does the gun lobby work best? Is by making sure that the federal government, and I agree with you, the government that governs best is a government that governs least, but the jobs that the federal government are supposed to do, are mandated to do, are done well. And right now, they're not doing their job well. And they're not even treating the people who are, like the military. They have so little respect for those men and women who are going to have to go to places like Liberia or be, sent back into harm's way again. They don't even have the kind of respect that we hope they will have. We need them to have. Right now, I'm pretty angry, as you can tell. And usually I don't get this mad, but I'm a little mad right now. And I'm sure there are a lot of people in your audience that may feel the same way that I do.
And I'm pretty upset myself. I think about those troops that are going over there. And from what I've heard, these are from the airborne division. They're the guys that go in and break stuff and kill folks. And we're being told that they're over there to build.
And even your weekend warriors. I mean, my nephew has been, called up again for the fourth time to be deployed.
Yeah,
Blanchita. All I'm saying is everybody get ready to vote.
Right. And we'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You know, the words free and Mercedes-Benz don't often go together. But we've teamed up with my friends at Valley Imports for one heck of a deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. I've had the honor and pleasure of driving a Mercedes-Benz lately, doing a little test driving for some of our fine listeners, especially that GL class. Wow, is that an SUV? And when you're in the Bakken, you want a safe vehicle. That's a safe vehicle. So's the ML, the C-Class, the E-Class. No matter what you're looking for, go to valleyimports.com. Don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you. But here's the free part. You mentioned my name. You buy a Mercedes-Benz with Valley Imports, they're going to give you 2 years of free maintenance. Plus, you get the 24/7 service. If it breaks down, they're coming to you. You can't beat a deal like that. They'll find what you're looking for. You'll get the best price. And you know what? You'll be safe. What's that worth? ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431 or online at ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, All bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
I like that guy. He's full of energy, man. That's pretty awesome. More energy than my cup of Java sitting right here. How safe do you feel? Right now, sitting in sunny, well, not so sunny, Southside Fargo, where it's fair and 54 degrees. Out in Tioga, you guys are overcast, but pretty much like we are here. A little breezy at 50 degrees, so you're a little warmer than us, but that's where I'm sitting. I feel pretty safe here in North Dakota. If I was to step foot over the bridge that connects us to Minnesota, I don't think I'd feel so safe. And that's because it seems to me in this country, common sense is just sorely lacking. When you have an Ebola crisis right now, and I'm just going to talk about this for another couple of minutes, and then we're going to kind of switch gears, talk about some measures. But when you look at everything that has been going on, like this morning, I'm speaking with a couple of my friends, and I bring up the point that did you know that before this nurse, before the controversy about this nurse who flew across the country on an airplane to plan her wedding or whatever, that she actually called the CDC? She actually told them she had been in contact with patient zero. She actually told them, hey, I got a fever. And they said, forget about it. Go plan your wedding. You have fun. And I'm scratching my head because before now, and this has been admitted by the head idiot over there at the CDC, before that incident, their protocols say you can't get in a car, you can't carpool with folks, you can't get on a tandem bike and ride down the street, that sort of thing. But they had absolutely no protocols, no bans on public transportation. So you can get in the subway, you can hop on a plane, you can get on a plane, how about the bus or the taxi, you can do all that good stuff. This is a communicable disease. An infectious disease with a 70% kill rate. Common sense would say the first thing you do is say, hey, absolutely no public transportation. Put them on a no-fly and no-ride list, as a matter of fact. I mean, that's what I want to see. And then you're looking at TV or, you know, you're on your smartphone and then you get this video of the clipboard guy, either one, he's an alien visiting from another race. I mean another planet, place, and time. Maybe he's a time traveler, and he's inoculated against Ebola. I don't know. But I'm watching this guy walk around, and no one says boo to him. I'm putting myself on that tarmac with those guys in the scrubs in the full hazmat gear, and I'm thinking to myself, I would have said, I mean, and you would have been able to see me on the video saying, hey, this guy needs to be quarantined. Get him the heck out of here. Who do you think you are? We got hazmat. We look like Martians here. You're walking around in a tie and a clipboard. The clipboard ain't going to save you, brother. I don't get it. Common sense is lacking with this administration. And we see it over and over again. But this is what happens. This is what happens when the amateurs are in charge. When they are running the show, this is what happens. You get something that's actually a threat to our country. And I see this as like when you're talking about Homeland Security, I mean, my goodness. We got a real-life sci-fi patient zero scenario playing out, and these folks are just kind of laissez-faire about it. They come on, they give us their apologies, but the damage is done. One of our listeners said that five flights after this nurse was on this plane, this plane flew five times. Think about that. You got the director of the CDC saying things like, well, you have to be in direct contact, and you press him a little bit more, and he goes, well, direct contact in our estimation is 3 feet. I think to the common sense folks, 3 feet and direct contact is not the same. You know, if I'm thinking, oh, okay, I have to actually touch someone, because that's direct contact. Contact means you got some contact going on. And then someone tells me later, well, no, you got to be 3 feet. Maybe the guy sneezes, I don't know, you know, maybe he coughs or something. You're done. 70% kill rate. I don't get it. But this is what comes of low-information voters voting in a community organizer who is too PC to say, hey, no one gets on a plane if they're from countries A, B, C, and D. Period. You're not coming in this country, and we're screening you. And we're closing up the borders because this is an actual real threat. Not to mention, you know, just give us a little leadership, man. A little leadership. That's all I'm asking for, just a tiny bit of leadership. I don't want to hear, after we see all of these flub-ups, someone to come on and apologize and say we got it under control now. No. 75 people that these folks came into contact with. This one nurse came into contact with, and she has Ebola. 75 people. Common sense would say, hey, you know, even if they're not 100% sure you have Ebola, you have a special team there that maybe is two or three folks, and you kind of keep the contact to a minimum, bare minimum, and you quarantine. That's what common sense would say. To me, I just don't get it. I do get it. These folks are, they absolutely are clueless when it comes to actual leadership, and that's the problem right there. In a nutshell, this administration has absolutely no leadership capabilities at all, unless it's the, I don't know, the common core. I mean, if they want to social engineer the country, that's their wheelhouse. But anything to protect us, forget about it. Forget about it. 855-217-76, extension 2, get you live on air and into the conversation. I'm going to switch gears a little bit and talk about something else. Last night, I had tons of folks emailing me, texting me, calling me, telling me that some Measure 5 proponents were making phone calls. They're just cold calling folks. Some households received two phone calls. And they're all, you know, cheerleading, rah-rah-rah, Measure 5, that sort of thing. And so folks were calling me going, hey, you know, what's going on with this thing? One of the shocking things were these were not folks from here in North Dakota. Didn't know very much about North Dakota anything, but they were cold calling folks to say vote yes on Measure 5. Some of my friends... What they would do is keep them on the phone as long as they could so as to limit their availability to call other folks. And some of them thought it was comical just to trip them up a little bit, just to ask them, you know, a little bit about North Dakota politics or the North Dakota environment and things like that. And they did not know. As a matter of fact, go over to Say Anything blog, Rob Port's domain, and he has an actual, he has a story there, a posting there about just such a phone call. And I think we have some of the audio from that phone call. Do we have that, Chris? Okay, 1 second, and we'll get that up. But this is what happens when you have tons of money from outside to support your measure. These folks have so much money, they don't even know what to do with it. There are other cold calling folks. Here we go.
So my name is Scott. I was calling on account of Measure 5. I was just wondering if we can get your support on voting yes for Measure 5 to help devote a portion of existing oil and gas taxes towards protecting our North Dakota way of life.
Okay, explain Measure 5 more to me then. I mean, that's pretty vague explanation, isn't it?
Yeah, I already went to the next page of my script here. I can't go back, but what I remember is helps protect water and hunting and fishing areas and will help create new parks, community parks in the communities.
Okay. And as far as I know, you can't hunt in parks.
Well, no.
So how would that? Explain how it's going to help hunting and.
It helps protect hunting and fishing areas.
Yeah, how so? Please, if you could explain that, that'd be great.
Well, I do not have that information, but there's a website you can go to that has all the extra additional information you can need.
Okay, and what else did you say? It was water?
Yeah, it helps protect clean water.
Okay, how so?
I don't know exactly how, but like I said, the website has all the information. I'm just calling from a third party helping with this poll here.
Okay, and where are you calling out of?
Well, I'm not allowed to dismiss that information.
What would that matter?
I don't know. They just don't want us to. Some kind of bylaw.
Okay. Are you calling? Can you say if you're calling in state or not?
I'm calling from out of state.
Okay. Okay. How often do you come to the state of North Dakota?
I've actually never been to North Dakota.
Okay.
Okay. If you would like, that website is called Clean.
Wow. Wow. And I like the way he says he cannot dismiss that information. Dismiss that information. Are you kidding me? This is when you have so much money. And these folks, trust me, they do not have North Dakotans' best interests at heart. Absolutely not. Why can't you employ a couple of... There's right over there by Planet Fitness. They have this telemarketing company sitting over there. Why couldn't they employ some of those folks? They're from North Dakota. Maybe they know a thing or two. I don't know. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Better than a cup of coffee with your common sense in the morning. The Common Sense Show. I'm your host, Leon Francis, 855-217-76. Extension 2 gets you live on air into the conversation. We do this every morning, 8 o'clock. Common sense and a cup of coffee. There you go. I want to close out this first hour, and I want to say this. If you received a phone call from the good folks at Measure 5, Call in later on when Scott and Todd are batting this around. Call in later on what's on your mind and kind of talk about it and tell them of your experience with the Measure 5 folks. I just think I listened to that voicemail. And I'm just like, one, the guy is not from North Dakota. He's talking from a script. So he knows absolutely nothing. And he says that. Oh, I've already moved past that page. Can't really go back. And then, you know, this is what happens when you have outside folks coming into North Dakota, trying to affect what goes on here in North Dakota. Do we really want that? Based on just that fact alone, this thing should die. I mean, it should go down in fiery flames. Another point I want to make. Well, let's go to the off-air call about Ebola before I start bloviating. Let's run that.
Leon, the guy with the clipboard has to be your typical Obama voter.
Okay, is that's it? I would agree with that because obviously he's bereft of common sense. That a clipboard guy, either that or you know maybe he's a guy from the future. Maybe he's inoculated. I don't know. I mean, obviously there's something not right in that guy's head. If it was me and I walked upon a situation where you got a bunch of guys in hazmat suits, the first thing I would think is, wow, I need to get one of those suits on, and why are these guys in hazmat suits? I mean, I would do that. Not to mention, if I was on the other side, inside of one of those suits, and you know, caring for or around a patient that has this disease that has a 70% kill rate, I would tell the guy with the clipboard, hey, buddy, you need to get out of the area. As a matter of fact, I would call someone to have the guy quarantined. But none of that happened. I do want to touch on one thing. If you are able, and even if you're not able, when you become a, when your schedule opens up, I want you to pick up the Bismarck Tribune or go online and check it out online. There is a pint size, and I hope she doesn't get upset with me saying this, but she is a warrior for life. She has an article there. She has a posting there, a letter to the editor. This is Lydia Trandum. You should read it. Brilliant. I mean, when we talk about common sense, this is basic common sense right here. So check it out. Bismarck Tribune, Lydia Trandum, a warrior for life, she is. She has two beautiful kids, and, you know, but her first paragraph and her last paragraph is what I want you to focus on. She says, am I the only one who finds it troubling that we are debating whether or not all living human beings deserve to be treated as though their life had intrinsic value? Am I the only one who has trouble understanding why a vote to enshrine the right to life in our state's constitution, the same right which appears in our founding documents, would not be unanimous among the living? Am I really so far out of the mainstream in thinking that? Experiences tells us, and this is the last paragraph, I want you to go to the Bismarck Tribune and read the entire thing and recommend it, tweet it up, G-plus it up. I mean, the whole thing, share it. She says, experiences tells us that when Planned Parenthood provides almost 100% of funding for efforts to defeat Measure 1, that it's not about IVF or elder care. Since Measure 1 doesn't ban abortion, the only answer to the millions that Planned Parenthood provided is a desire for unlimited abortion access. Is that what we want? Not in North Dakota. Vote yes on Measure 1, and I wholeheartedly agree. Vote yes on Measure 1. Go over to the Bismarck Tribune and share it, recommend it, tweet it up. Earl, out in Perham, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hey, Earl.
Hello. Hi, Leon. How you doing?
Oh, I'm great. I'm a little fired up, but what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, listen, first of all, you're speaking to a far right winger. Second of all, I want to know, where are these so-called Republicans at, and why are they not out having a fit about these flights coming into this country? That's what I want to know. I know the Democrats are going to sit there and lay down, but I want to know, where are the Republicans like Rand Paul and that? Where is everybody at?
Absolutely. I want to hear, I want to see Republicans asking, hey, why are we not stopping those flights? I'm sorry I didn't get to the rest of the callers. Call in tomorrow. But, Earl, I totally agree. And we should start asking those questions. Hey, Kramer, where you at? I'm kidding. I'm not beating up on Kramer. Stay tuned for Scott Hannon and Todd Mitchell. What's on your mind right after this?
Very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.